The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Spandex makes me horny. Drag is the new spandex.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Drag is the New Spandex. Still working on calling it All Queens and Meat. Look, it's a better look. Everyone always says it's great that it's called Drag is the New Spandex, like Orange is the New Black, but we never talk about prison. We very rarely talk about real women.
It doesn't have to be about prison, that show is, but you know,
look, when Orange is the New Black jumps the shark and like Henry Winkler shows up, then you'll know.
Literally jumping a shark again.
Yes. Then we can call it All Queens and Me. So this is a new one for us because we're doing something that we don't normally do, which is, and it's not anal because other than like, that's standard.
Oral is used to anal.
That comes stock standard.
Hashtag Butch Top 2015.
I'm a Butch Top 2015, Butch Top. But no, that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're talking to another podcast. And it's not the Hatfields and the McCoys. It's a few friends getting together over the Skype, dishing out. Hope somebody has a cocktail. Producer. So dry. My throat. I'm not getting a beer, am I? Well, I tried. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, there is a podcast that's not called Flame On that also deals with drag queens, not called Drag is the New Spandex, and it's called Drag Dungeon. So, without further ado, I present to you the cast of Drag Dungeon. Drag Dungeon.
Yay!
I'm sorry. My intro sucked.
No, it was fine.
Okay. So also because I don't have the best ear ever, let's start with John. Say hello.
Hey, Oral.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. I'm glad somebody decided to mention me by name. I don't get an intro.
I mean, you make this happen. You're the magic behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to John, since we're doing this as a two-person team, we figured it would be nice to do a little, it's like a little podcast double date.
That's right.
Where nobody brought me dinner.
Nobody brought me drinks either, so come on, it's fine.
It is kind of like double penetration. It's like an orgy of podcasters.
Yeah.
And there's also Jason. Say hello, Jason.
Hello, Jason. No, that was too stupid. Hey, Earl. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Hi.
And you guys are direct via satellite from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Mo.
Is that what you guys call it?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I call it hell, just depends on the day.
We basically live on the surface of hell here in Florida, so we know how that feels.
Yeah, it's been disgustingly hot, like the hottest summer ever. And now we have our yearly, are all of our houses going to blow away weather, which is Hurricane Erica, which has been downgraded to like a tropical
storm. T.S. Erica.
Well, I hardly think that's fair to downgrade her. I mean, what did she do?
Well, she's now with T.S. It's fine. She's changing.
Good she's for changing. Her. Did she get those moans? I contributed to her Indiegogo.
I thought she was on GoFundMe. No. Is she doing a Kickstarter?
You know, okay, can we pause for a second? As you can see, we're already off the rails. But I have never understood the concept behind, like Kickstarters, I can get. Indiegogo, I can get. But GoFundMe is literally you just outside the jostling of the empty Campbell's soup can saying, please help because I can't afford or get my finances in order. And I really want to go to this trip to the Keys.
Yeah,
why the fuck should I pay for your trip?
I really hate those fund me's. I agree. They're totally stupid. Like when I see, you know, going on those cruises and stuff, somebody posting, please fund me to go on the cruise. I'm like, click. No.
No, exactly. There was actually, here in Florida, there was a muscle bear couple in Fort Lauderdale that started a GoFundMe to, fund their supplement purchases. They got shamed. Internet shamed. The one time I was actually happy for internet shaming, they got shamed into shutting it down and taking it down. It was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
I totally need to find that.
That's really embarrassing, but part of me kind of loves that they had the balls to do that.
Right?
Like, wow, you really are shameless. I mean, you're already on a bear cruise, totally, like, you know, like a leather thong. Pay for our incidentals.
Exactly. Okay. Just
whatever happened to hooking or
right.
What
Craigslist. Doesn't work, bitch.
I already thought the old fashioned way. You could turn some tricks. There's gotta
really
be
really old fashioned way.
Now they're trying to expose us with Ashley Madison and established men, you know, they're blowing us up, so we gotta go do grassroots hooking.
Or grass mowing.
Yeah.
Anything you gotta do.
You know, Ashley Madison is the gift that keeps on giving. Unlike gonorrhea. and it's just like every day I feel like there's just this new person who had an account and you can go one of two ways. You can deny. Or you can say, I've deeply hurt my family and friends. I'm praying about it. God will help me. Even though I touched those little girls all those years ago.
It's okay, Josh Duggar. It's okay.
We were just talking about this on like the last show. You know, I don't know if you guys watch. I'm like the only person that watches The Real Housewives. But one of the guys, the husbands on the New York Housewives, they found his name in the database. He'd been on there for like 3 years. Josh Takeman.
I think. Okay. And, okay. I'm following you. Yeah. Totally.
And he came out at first and denied it and said, no, somebody's obviously using my name, phone number, credit card information, and exact New York address, you know.
Someone else used my fingerprints and my blood type. And
right. And then, like, later that day, he's like, oh, no, me and my friend signed up as a joke. And it's like, okay, too little too late.
Mm-hmm.
Even that whole I signed up as a joke is just bullshit. I mean, either just completely deny it or or fess up. They'll be like, oh, no, that's not me. Oh, wait, no. Oh, that's right. We did it as a joke. No, you didn't, bitch.
That's the lamest excuse ever. We did it as a joke. That's worse than, like, even denying it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one of the big public figures is the prosecuting attorney in the Casey Anthony trial, Jeff Ashton.
You're right.
Yeah, and he was all apologizing and saying, I hope this doesn't take away, or this doesn't take away from all the good work I've done over the years.
Good work.
Well,
Casey Anthony's still out there.
True.
Good work for who?
Right. Let's point out, let's go over the work that you've done. You see?
As a prosecutor, I want somebody to look at Nancy Grace's husband.
Oh, right. How long has Ashley Madison been around? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I think, is this like a... Not to say an us versus them or us sitting, you know, on Elysium looking down at the plebeians. But, like, is this a totally straight thing? Because I had never heard of this website. And I think I'm pretty savvy. Except for trying to find a Google Doc. But
no, it's like anybody looking for anybody. You can be, like, a married man looking for men on the side or women, or, you know, just a freelance hooker looking for a married man to pay some bills. It's like anything.
Well, at least it's progressive. I mean,
yeah,
it's destroying the family.
They're totally LGBT friendly, and we appreciate that.
That's good. Oh, you know what? I take back everything bad I said about Ashley Madison, except for the part where you cheat on your
spouse. They're an ally. Ashley is an ally to the community.
It's been around for 14 years.
Jesus.
Well,
yeah, we'd like to get them for sponsors.
Yeah.
they're spending a lot of money on legal stuff right now, but when you get back on your feet, guys, give us a call.
Exactly. Blame on and Drag Dungeon, sponsored by Ashley Madison.
Oh my God.
That would be like a dream come true.
So let's talk about your podcast, Drag Dungeon, which apparently is what we're here for. I don't know. I just got off of work. I'm sober. It's a travesty.
I think I detected shade just now.
Just put on your hate blockers. You're all right.
I'm sorry. It's an autonomic response. So how did you decide? Well, let's back up. Tell our listeners about yourselves.
About ourselves.
Yeah. Go ahead.
John's like, do I have to? John's the hardest person to Facebook stalk. I will just throw that out there. I tried to Facebook stalk John after starting this whole process of trying to get this crossover event to happen. You know, this line wide crossover event.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you whatever you want. I'll send you nudes. That's really what he was fishing for. I'm not into social media so much anymore. I like doing it through the Drag Dungeon, but personally, not so much anymore.
He likes it in the dungeon. It's fine. It's all right.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like it in the dungeon?
Once everybody's parents and grandparents and stuff started getting on Facebook, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to check out now.
So yeah.
You know, once your mom starts liking your posts and things, it's just too awkward.
Mom, that's
your mom or like former ministers at churches you went to when you were 8. I had that issue.
Oh,
your friends are like, oh, your aunt posted something so funny the other day. I'm like, okay, too close. Put the roadblock up.
So yeah, tell us about yourselves. Like, what do you do? What do you do for fun in Missouri? How'd you come about the podcast?
Okay, I'll start us.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll start us. Well, live in St. Louis. What do I do for fun in St. Louis? Just boring things I skydive, nothing like that. Just friends, movies, food, whatever.
Masturbation.
Masturbation. we started the podcast. I don't know. We've been talking about doing it for a long time with Drag Race, sort of inspiring us to do it. We both like a lot of the same things, and we text each other a lot about them to the point where we're like, why don't we just do a podcast? We talk enough about this, you know. Wouldn't you agree, John? That's kind of the story.
Yeah. We met through mutual friends, I don't know, 5 or so years ago. We kind of bonded over when the Casey Anthony trial was going on, and we both love Nancy Grace. So we would, you know, go on and on about that, texting back and forth. And then we like Drag Race. It's kind of like when you meet somebody and you just have a kindred spirit. We both have the same sense of humor, we laugh at inappropriate things and we just clicked. So it just kind of made sense in the end to join evil forces and do something together. Plus, we listened to a lot of podcasts and we didn't like the hosts. So,
except for you guys.
No, we do like you guys, but, wow. We love ourselves. So we decided to give it a go.
Thinking back for about Nancy Grace, I used to watch Nancy Grace every once in a while. But during the Casey Anthony trial, the moment the verdict came out, I made sure to DVR that bitch because I knew she was going to have a Chernobyl on air, and it was glorious.
Yeah, I thought her brain was going to explode out of her head. It was a great day.
Yeah, I think
we love her because she's, you know, a big shady bitch, and she's this blonde lady that, I don't know, if you look at her, you wouldn't know, she's really funny. She milks her past, her dead fiance, and she's just a big diva bitch. I think we just love her for that. And I have a Casey Anthony story, actually.
You do?
I do. Well, this kind of. A few years ago, this is the first time I came down to Orlando, and I stay with Chip, mutual friend. And I told him I wanted to go to see where the memorial, we'll say memorial, for
where the body was found.
Yeah, where the body was found. Where they have, and I told them I wanted to do that, and my friends complained because they said they had to find and stuff. So we went, and they had, you know, that swamp area. They had all these, like, flowers and still teddy bears there, even though it was, you know, years and years after it happened. And then I said I wanted to go see where the Anthonys lived. And my friends complained about it. I don't know why they were so complaining, but they did. So we found that we're driving down the street, and I'm like trying to get my camera to like, I'm like, this camera's not working. I'm like all cool and collected. And we get to the house, and George Anthony is outside.
You're like flying a drone over his head. Yeah, no,
not to that point. But all of my friends freaked the fuck out. They started screaming, and they're like, oh my God, he's outside. And I'm like, yeah, so he is. And I'm the one who made him go, and they're like screaming. And he's just outside, like washing the car or something. So they're like all taking pictures, like we're tourists and shit. It was exciting.
It's like the perverse Hollywood like tour that you take where they give you a map. It's like, and this is where River Phoenix died. And this is
They have those.
They do. It sounds weird saying it, but like, this is not an anomaly. Like, a lot of people like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They do. That's what the whole, like, you know, when the Jodi Arias thing happened, you know, the Jodi Arias thing, mm-hmm. where she, like, stabbed her boyfriend, like, 27 times or whatever.
Like, who doesn't want a selfie in front of that house? I do.
Well, she went to prison before she was convicted, you know, and, I don't know what he is, the chief of police or something who ran the jail, totally allowed the media to come in and interview her anytime they wanted. And then they interviewed him, and he's like, oh, yeah, people are totally into that sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you. Validated.
Good for us.
I'm normal.
Well, I mean, that's like the not too long ago, there was somebody that was supposed to be marrying Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah.
And
from Missouri, by the way, claim to fame.
Wow. All right.
You guys are just churning them out.
Only the best.
I mean, we live in Florida. We have no room to talk.
Oh, absolutely not.
Everything Florida's bad, like, happens in Florida.
Florida's like the epicenter.
Yeah. It just all emanates right from here, permeates to the rest of the states.
We're like a nexus of weird. And you know, like, Orlando isn't that bad. South Florida is fucking bizarre, but like, Orlando has its quirks.
And the coast. You get to the coast and you go south. And it's just all fucking nut jobs.
You've had a lot of serial killers, haven't you, that's come out of Florida?
Ted Bundy.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Ted Bundy.
What the movie Monster was based off of.
Elaine Wuornos.
Yes, she walked up and down like OBT. I mean, granted, OBT like runs like 10 towns long, but we've had her.
American Hero.
Mm-hmm. There are probably other ones. Have you ever thought that sometimes when you're in the grocery store and you're walking around and like someone's got eggs in front of you and they're like, oh, go ahead. Like, you know, I've got like, I'm waiting for something. Like, this person could have been a murderer. This person could be getting all of these groceries to feed the person they have imprisoned in their house.
Oh, yeah, totally. But it's usually like the Dollar Tree.
Have imprisoned in their house. I don't know that I thought that, but now I'm going to, like, every time I see someone outside my house.
Just think about it. When you go to the post office, when you're standing in line at the bar, somebody could be a murderer.
Wow. Yeah, now I'm going to, like, every time. So you had Ted Bundy, Eileen Wuornos, let's see, Gloria Estefan. No, wait.
She just murdered those hits.
I'm not sure that we can count Casey out yet. I'm not sure she's done. She's still fertile.
That was a good one. So
we like a lot of the crazy things, so we've kind of decided to do the podcast and talk about it. And we kind of started as like a Drag Race recap kind of thing. And we did like, we were going to start with the season 4 reveal that just started. You know, just kind of to get us going. And the first time we did a recap of that, I hated it. It's like, yeah. This is awful. Like,
it wasn't as fun as we thought it'd be. Like, when a new season starts, we're super excited about it, but we were like, what are we gonna do in the meantime? So we're talking about true crime, you know, hot topics, entertainment news, celebrities, any kind of trashy thing that's on our mind. The name just happens to be Drag Dungeon, but we're covering a whole spectrum of filth,
and everything, you know, comes back to drag. I mean, everything we've done that's not directly drag-related, I'll know something, or John will know something, it'll take us to, oh yeah, drag. Like, right now, we're doing Celebrity Big Brother UK, mm-hmm. which is, like, we both love that. Like, last season, Michelle Visage was on it. See, there's the drag.
There you go. So you were saying it's like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees, whatever it is.
And this season has Austin Varicose. Varicose, is that his name?
Varicose veins from the.
He was in the A-List.
New York, the logo series.
Oh, from the West, yeah. One AKA season. Princess Tiny Meat. Well, he was actually on one of the drag cruises, like as a guest, you know, not as a guest, but like he probably got it for free, but he wasn't performing or anything.
If he was a host, what they do, part of the whole thing, and I'll let you in on a little bit of the magic of those cruises. We'll put magic in quotes.
I was looking at you.
Yeah. The reason that they have those hosts and book under your favorite drag queen and you'll get this and this, whatever. The whole reason that that even exists is so that that queen can get a free cruise.
Yes.
Because if you book under that queen, if they get, I believe it's 10 people to book under them, Their cruise is paid for.
There were some of the queens were like basically begging for people to sign under them so they could even go, mm-hmm. or like, you know, like say they would sign under them, but it was never what it was promised. Like, it was supposed to be like you know, you sign under them and you get like a private cocktail party with your favorite queen. Well, they had that one cruise, but like it ended up being everybody showing up. And so it was not really private at all. So everything they promised with that never worked out.
You didn't get the drink from Raja's gaff?
No. Oh, God, no.
I ordered it from Ruby C.
Ruby C? Oh, well, they did the like on logo or whatever, or wow. All right, wow. And they're like trying to sell shit.
No, season 3, they did a mini challenge.
Oh, right.
Yes. Oh, the infomercial.
Yara
one,
Sophia yeah. did.
Yara yes. Sophia's Pop It On.
Yes,
and,
I remember.
And that's what Rue ordered from Ruby C.
Okay.
Obscure Drag Race memory.
In my mind, these drag cruises are now like, come see us at the Howard Johnson. And it's just like, this is a cot, 3 dirty English muffins, and a bottle of Tang that we have to pass around. Like,
a free continental breakfast with Milan.
Oh God.
Why you gotta say that?
Poor Milan.
Milan is currently my favorite queen to make fun of.
Why?
Because she takes it too seriously.
She's so full of shit. So. Like that whole Broadway attitude and like, I'm a trained actress and dancer. Let me rip my wig off.
She's the worst right now.
Boom. Yeah.
That's terrible to say.
Did she get sent home this week again? Was this her week? Or is she still on there?
She's on. Spoiler alert. Until they make those boats. That's
right.
Horrible challenge.
Well, when I was on the cruise, I always signed her Sharon Needles, because Sharon Needles is my favorite queen of all time from Drag Race. And she actually, you know, I went the first year I went was after she won. I didn't even think I was going to go on this cruise, but, you know, it all worked out. So I have like a million pictures with her, and she's always been nice. People have stories about her that she's, you know, not very nice, that, you know, her fame's gone to her head, and I've never experienced that.
So you haven't been around to her enough?
No, she did spit on me.
Okay.
Was it a part of the act, or was she slurring?
This last cruise, she had her own show. And so one of her things is spitting on the audience. So anyway.
It's all part of the act. She's interesting to work with at the club.
Oh, tell us.
So we'll take a little tangent here for a second. So this
past, a little what do you call totally this episode?
This episode is a bunch of tangents put together.
I'm totally fascinated. Do it.
Well,
tangent away.
My microphone cover is tangerine, so we'll just go on this tangent.
Oh,
I just got the biggest eye roll from Oral. Okay, so this past New Year's Eve, Parliament House decided we don't want to do a concert, because that's normally their thing. Is they do their show midnight, they do the countdown, fireworks go off, and then I think the Footlight Player show into a concert. This year, they decided, what would be better than a concert? I know! Let's get all the winners of RuPaul's Drag Race to come together for the first time ever and have all six winners perform.
That's frightening.
It is a little bit.
The thought of putting that together.
Yeah. Well, four or five of them really don't have much. Oh, four of them don't really have much going on. But, I mean, what? Are fine, three of them.
Which ones are you referring to, Pat?
Seasons 1 through 3.
Look,
somebody on their Go Kill Yourself tour.
Oh, Tyra. Well, so we had BB, we had Tyra, we had Raja, we had Sharon, we had Jinx, and we had Bianca. Performances varied in fantasticness, you know. BB, fine. Tyra, meh. Raja, hey, she moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
Sharon, I think sang, because that's not usually when they come and perform here. They usually, if they're a quote unquote singer, they will sing. So Sharon did her thing, and I think started talking on the microphone, which is never a good thing. We just try to keep that moving along as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Jinx did a number, and then Bianca came out and did her staple at the clubs, bringing a couple of people up and doing her little, you know, modified drag race, you know, here, put a wig on, we're gonna put a random song on, and you do your little, you know, do your thing, crowd cheers for the winner, cool, done. So that was all fine and dandy. We get to the meet and greet. And Jason, you have been to the Parliament House during White Party. You know that our meet and greets are fucking crazy.
Yes.
And we've stopped calling them meet and greets because they're really not so much a meet and greet.
It's just Stampede!
The one I went to definitely was. There was some real... The drag queens were telling people what to do.
Well,
like you stay back over there.
Yeah. Well, because like especially at White Party, it's just... White Party is a free photo op with the queens, so... We normally have about 275 or so pictures, with a bunch of them being, you know, groups of 2 or 3 or 5 or 10, you know, depending on what's going on. So this time around, they did it as a VIP thing. You paid a little extra. You got your moment with the queens and whatnot. We have never stopped a photo op ever. We had to stop the New Year's photo op. I got the signal from our stage manager / DJ booth person, our friend Chrissy, to hold up after the picture I was taking, and the curtain started to close. My fat ass ran behind the curtain because I was like, this has never happened. I need to know what's going on.
It's gonna be a riot.
On the other side of this curtain. I need to be there. So the resort manager comes like darting behind there to see what's going on, and basically starts giving them this, like, comes behind the stage, behind the curtain. Before this happens, I'm literally, like, I just got behind it as if it were the door in, like, Indiana Jones, the rock door just sliding through. And I had to just, I just had to dart right through. Bianca.
You reached back and snatched her tiara. Ooh.
Yeah. Just, exactly. Just, oh, I can't leave my bling behind. Bianca, not Storms. Storms is too harsh of a word, but makes a beeline for me, looks me dead in the eye and goes, I will handle them. You just take the pictures. Because apparently they might have been a bit drunk. And by a bit, I mean super fucked up drunk. Sharon apparently took exception to something Bianca said. and started just being the world's biggest pain in the ass during this photo op. To the point where they had to close the curtain, bring them all together and go, listen, we've got 200 people waiting for the, waiting to do this. We need to get through it. Just get in line, take the picture, and let's be done with this. So then Jinx, who was pretty fucked up herself, had to play like mommy with Sharon, and they had them originally lined up. It was BB, Tyra, Raja, Sharon, Jinx, and Bianca, to the point, so it was in all in order. Jinx had to, at points, pull Sharon out, push her to the end, and move Bianca into the middle. It was just, it was the biggest, it was funny to watch, but it was just such a, like, it was so, so crazy.
Oh my god.
But we got through it. We made it through.
They need to do like a Big Brother reality show, some kind of show with all them together, because the egos are just sound like they're out of control.
Well, that RuPaul movie. Maybe it's
a
RuPaul movie.
Oh, Star Booty?
No, they're doing RuPaul. She said that they're going to do some sort of Drag Race movie.
I would be down for that.
I would watch that. I know. I'm hoping it's going to be like, you know, Sharon and all of the, well, hopefully the good ones. I want Rue to call me. I'll help pick.
That was for casting?
Right, for the casting. Don't bring out Milan. Don't bring out, I don't know, India Farah.
Oh, poor India.
Mimi, I'm first. No, just call me Rue.
Hey, who do you guys want to be on All Stars?
Ooh.
That's hard. You know.
Or who don't you want to be?
Laganja Estranja. Laganja. Oh, sorry.
You don't want her on there?
No. No, not at all.
Okay, Laganja, we were talking about this for a minute earlier. I didn't like most normal people, I didn't like Laganja on the show, but now I kind of love her.
Well, because she cleaned up her fucking act. And allegedly.
She's funny.
Allegedly.
Her Instagram is hilarious.
She's allegedly come back from rehab as well.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Which is sad to say when you're 22 years old, 24 years old.
You know, you start early. You start early. You're ahead of the game.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, that's allegedly. I heard that secondhand, but she definitely, a lot of her thing was watching herself back on television, and I know that she was on Hey Queen with Johnny McGovern.
Yes.
And kind of debuted her new look and her new attitude, which is fine. And she's going to be here at the Parliament House in Orlando on Labor Day weekend, which is a week from where we're recording this.
Side note, I always get Labor Day and Memorial Day confused, and I never know when they come around.
Mm-hmm. I do it too.
We have no idea what happened on either of those days.
No. In my mind, I was like, oh, I'll remember this time. I did not. Is it always a Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
I just know I want the day, both days off, and I want to get paid.
And I think
no matter what day it is.
I think that works for both of those holidays.
And if it's on a weekend, the following Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to see Katya on All Stars 2.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. And she's going to be in St. Louis at the end of next month. I'm supposed to be in Orlando then. Ooh.
We're going to try and send our intern, Liz.
When are you coming to Orlando, Jason?
The end of September. It's like the last week.
Oh, okay. So you're going to miss her here and back home.
Yeah.
Because we have Katya on September 12th. Which I knew about for a while, and then they added Trixie Mattel onto the bill as well, so it's Katya versus Trixie.
Oh, nice. That'll be fun.
Thunderdome style.
I just listened to your guys' Trixie interview today.
Oh.
I love that interview. That was a
blast. It was really good.
Wow. She interviews well, for sure.
Yeah.
She was funny.
Yeah.
No, I like how she called herself an it. She's like, I'm not a person, I'm an it. She's like, I totally get it. I like that.
And that was probably one of the most relaxed interviews. It was Trixie in like some pajama shorts, like sweat shorts and a hoodie. Cause as soon as she stepped off the plane, it was like hay fever and like craziness. And that it was me, Oral, Brian, and her best friend from Madison? No. Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, probably Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yes, Milwaukee. Richard was there. And that was like, that was really, that and Detox. Those two were really chill interviews. Partially because
I gotta hear the Detox one. I love Detox.
Detox is a trip. And just like super authentic and down to earth. Like the Detox that you see on TV, granted is like an amped up version of her, but that's Detox through and through.
Well, that's somebody I want on All Stars because I absolutely love her.
Okay, I have a complaint. I have a complaint about Detox. I like her, but I've seen her perform on the cruise. I saw her on Battle of the Seasons and Bold Time, and I know her. It's her thing to do that mannequin act, but having seen her twice, and all I've seen is that.
What's the mannequin act?
You know, she does Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Okay. And she, like, does, like, she's the mannequin. You have to see it. It's great. But I'm like, come on. When she did the second time, I was like, Detox, I'm on. That's what I saw the last time.
Well, it's tough because in the interview, she mentioned the fact that clubs actually, like, not demand, but
strongly encourage.
They want her to do it?
Yeah. So it's a matter of it's not even a matter of her being like, I'm lazy and don't want to do this. It's a matter of like,
it's like her signature.
Yeah. And you can YouTube Detox, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, or I forget what I looked it up on YouTube once, and you can actually watch the video of the performance. And it is entertaining because depending on where she is, like she's done it at Parliament House and is it Grace Slick was in Starship?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So she only like lip syncs and is animated during the Grace Slick part, the female vocals for Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. During the male vocals, she freezes in a pose and she usually has this cute little black purse with her. And a lot of times, depending on where she is, if she's in an area that she can be tipped, when she goes in a mannequin pose, she holds onto one side of the purse and flips it open. And just keeps that pose so people can just come up and just start putting money in her purse.
Oh, which is brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's a great show. I wish I had a story of having seen her do something else. I guess it's just me being selfish. I just want a story of, oh yeah, I saw Detox. She did this and this. But I don't have it.
Okay. I haven't really seen her perform except for like her lip syncs on Drag Race and stuff, which she killed.
Yeah, they were always good.
But she's more like a funny, like her personality is so funny. Her interviews and stuff, she said some of the best stuff during her season. I definitely want to see her on All Stars if they do it.
I want Pandora to come back. I'm always going to be Team Pandora at every Liz single... Cutter, Mike.
I've seen Pandora. She had her own show on the cruise. It did not go well. I went the first time she did it, and the second cruise she had a show, I'm like, no, thanks. Go.
Like Pandora?
It's like, come see my comedy show with no comedy.
Right.
Don't crush my dreams. Don't crush my dreams.
Like her poster for her show says comedy show with a line through comedy.
It's like quit trying to make fetch happen on the World of Wonder or whatever logo website. It's like Pandora's, what do they call it? Something Comedy Center? Drag Center?
Oh, Drag Center.
Yeah.
I'm like, quit trying to make fetch happen, okay? It's not funny. I like her.
It's amusing. That show's but okay, whenever Drag Race is on, I watch like every recap that exists. So she's just one of them.
If you want a good recap, and I will give you this tip now, if you want a funny ass recap, Chris Kelly, who lives in New York, he actually does drag as well. He's Ariel Italic, I think is his drag name. He used to write for Geeks Out, which is a gay not-for-profit organization.
Shout out to Jono.
And I don't think he does it for them anymore, but he, one of the, Queerty? I think it's on Queerty now. What do you want to say, Oral?
I was gonna say something really rancid about Queerty, but I'm gonna. It's separate enough.
Well, I'll have to check that recap out. I really like Wilma Fingerdew's review.
I like the name
from Out TV. Do you know that one?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's this big guy with a beard, or he has like a goatee thing, and he's always wearing like some ratty looking wig, but he knows that he'll say it, with a little tiny hat on, and always has a drink. And you have to watch it. It's really cute. You can go back and watch like every, I think he's done most seasons, and it's really cute. It's Wilma Fingerdew's review.
Is he digging through Kelly Mantle's wig game?
Oh. All Stars 2.
Bring on the bacon.
Please don't bring her back. Okay.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of queens that we know are on All Stars.
Alaska?
Yes.
That one? Yeah, I figured so.
Adore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and most of this isn't like insider information. The Nancy Drews of Reddit are really the ones that go crazy. Yeah. It's because a lot of their bookings shifted.
Ah.
Yeah. Clever. So,
like, I caught MRSA and leprosy, and I need to have some treatments. And
I need 4 weeks off.
Yeah. Apparently she's on it again too.
I'm going to Malawi to see about adopting some children.
Is that why we couldn't get Mimi on first?
Yeah.
She was booked.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Do you know the MRSA story or the MRSA reference?
No. I know. Oh. I've heard of MRSA.
Well, good. That'll help in this story.
So, Ginger Minj, who was on this past season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wait, we're talking about diseases, right?
Infections.
Infections?
Okay. She disappeared and like she, you know, is always at Hamburger Mary's and is doing her shows and really funny.
Working at the Parliament House for bingo on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm, doing Sleuth's Mystery Dinner Theater.
Or they were stars.
Yeah. she's still at Sleuth. She ain't fooling nobody. She said, oh, well, you know, I've been hospitalized. I have MRSA.
Oh, my God.
Which isn't an untruth.
Isn't an untruth.
Because she did contract MRSA.
What is MRSA?
MRSA is this skin infection that you sometimes is really prominent in hospitals.
It's a really bad staph infection.
Yes.
That's very difficult to treat once it presents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, like, complicated lie.
Well, yeah. So she had had MRSA. I believe her husband had had MRSA. Like, there was this whole thing where... Yeah, exactly. So then she kind of disappeared and said that she was going down to South Florida to get treatment for her MRSA, and she wouldn't have access to her phone.
Oh, I can't.
And she took off her wigs
and her outfits and got on a plane. I don't know. Yeah. So we always like to joke about that. One of my Facebook friends made a comment after they announced everything. They're like, if you don't get treated for MRSA, it turns into a full-blown case of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Aww.
But to be fair, she did still have MRSA when she was on Drag Race.
I believe it.
Can you see that? Is that something you can see? Can you, like, show somebody that? I mean,
it's not like AIDS.
Only when it presents, and it will be, like, kind of sores, you can have like a blister. It kind of presents itself like herpes.
Okay.
Not lesions, herpes.
Okay.
Because
does not cause dramatic weight loss.
No.
Well, you know, really dark.
They do.
And for once, I didn't take us there. Thank you for that.
The shade of it all.
I got spontaneous gingivitis. I can't perform.
So from what I understand, Ginger, Adore, Alaska, Katya, because Katya had a bunch of dates moved, but she will be appearing September 12th at the Parliament House, which lines up perfectly with the fact that the reports are that All Stars stops filming on September 11th.
But she'll be here on the 25th of September.
Yeah, no, the September 11th is the supposed end date. Because season 8 has already wrapped. Season 8 is done.
Yes.
So they're now filming. They are currently filming All-Stars Season 2.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, I'm behind.
Yeah. So September 11th is the supposed end date for the filming. So we'll September 12th, Katya will be here. Trying to get all the dirt.
Tie her to a chair, a really bright light in her face.
Spill the beans. Spill all the tea. I need it.
Jason, John, I have a question. So obviously you're watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Obviously you're watching, you know, the reveal, which is the pop-up videos of I want extra money and we got all these slots to fill because cucumber and banana are only like 8 episodes apiece. How do you feel about Drag You?
How do we feel about Drag You?
Uh-huh.
What's Drag You?
John went to a taping of Drag You.
I did.
Oh, please do tell.
There's nothing really to tell. It was no more interesting than the show. I just kind of wanted to like see Rue because I'd never seen Rue before. And Bunny was there, so I crossed them off my bucket list of people to see live. It was, they just kind of ushered us in, and then, you know, the girls came out and lip-synced, and then they just ushered us out, and it was just, you know, we're like extras.
Oh, gotcha. It's like the... I'm sorry?
I mean, it was cool to see, like, the stage, because, you know, it's like the same set and everything, so it was cool to be there.
See, my issue with it is, it's like, it seems like a watered-down version of a photocopy on old-school Xerox machines of like Drag Race, and it's just not interesting. Like, I don't care. It's not that I don't care about women. I do. I don't want to touch them anymore, but I do care about women and their problems.
I don't want to see women getting made up in drag and like hear their inspirational stories. That in fact, they always do that every season on Drag Race, that challenge where they like try to inspire a couple or they make over a straight guy or something. I am not interested in that. That's, I want like to see somebody who's passionate about it. You
that's
know?
Like Rue's favorite thing to do, though, is to try to like get an Emmy and bring that like sad story for whoever she can pull out of it. The thing that bothered me about Drag You, and this is like minor, I guess, you would see them in the workroom, like they're like sewing outfits. They got all this material, like, oh, what are we going to make? Oh my God. And then they walk out on the runway and you can tell those bitches didn't make those clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't lie to my face, Rue. Do not lie and say, oh, you know, they were going to make these. They have to decide on fabric and then make their clothes for them. That really bothered me.
Well, that was like some of the episodes, at least the one with Rue's sisters. Like, Rue came out and was like, I have this dress for you. To all three of them.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like trying to be like, okay, well, you have the hardest chance. So here's a dress. No, she was like, I have this dress specially for you.
You know what this is like? This is like, if you guys ever played like Mario Party, at the end with the last like 5 turns, they give you chump charity to the, you know, the person who's doing the worst is like, here's a little extra help.
Wait, did you say model party?
Mario party.
I totally heard that wrong. Sorry.
Model party.
Yeah, just I think if they were going to like, if Logo was going to try and, you know, slot Ruin somewhere else, they should have done, a new version of the RuPaul show, the classic VH1 show or something, or like Good Work was pretty good. Do something else. Drag You was not, it wasn't fun.
It really was a rough spot.
It really was a rough spot.
That and was my favorite show.
I really liked it. And then they play that really weird, ominous.
Oh, that
sounds
challenge.
Like wood chimes. Just
that damn challenge.
You know, one thing I wanted to, because we were talking about the podcast, to bring it back around.
Back to me.
one thing that John and I really like is the show I Am Kate.
I have yet to see it.
You may have to see it. We love that show, and somehow the love of that show has kind of brought in us talking about trans rights and having some guests, which are coming up. We have a show on Monday that we're going to have. Having, you know, which a trans person on, but she has a book coming out, blah, blah, blah. But somehow we ended up having this like serious side to our podcast where we're talking about trans experience with I Am Kate. That's another side of our podcast. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, which is hard for us because we like to make fun of everything. Mm-hmm. So to be serious, it's just like too new of a thing. Like, no, you know, but we like the show. We'd still make fun of it, but we like it.
Right. Yeah, we definitely, we tell it how like it is, even if it's supposed to be totally serious.
You know, like on our show, there are times where we're laughing and we're joking and, you know, we're reading each other the filth, and then it becomes an all out race war. Race war! Race war! And it gets super serious. And of course, I come across as like the militant black gay man who's just like railing against whitey. And it's just like, you sit back and you're like, I feel like that was a productive discussion, but I also feel like I need to be throwing some like bricks through storefront windows.
Hey, come to Ferguson.
Yeah, come on down.
Sit right in.
Oh.
It's right outside.
Look, I love a good race
from where I live.
And racial discussion. We love it.
Yeah, we had a, because we do a lot of comic book talk on Flame On. So there was one group recording where Oral couldn't make it. I don't think you were there.
I don't think I was.
Oh, I hate when Oral doesn't make it.
I know.
No, I hate when there's no Oral.
I know.
So Oral and Brian are like the big comic book people for our podcast. So when Oral isn't there, they don't really dive into it. So we decided, okay, well, we'll do one of our microsodes as a comics one. We'll go over the month in, you know, or a month and a half worth of comics and see what's good and what's new. And it happened to be recorded right after there was a big trans scandal. I'll put it in quotes because it's just, you know, it wasn't a major, like, multimedia extravaganza of hate. It was a lot of Tumblr stuff. And there was an issue of a book that had you know, used tranny and or hot tranny mess and whatnot. And it led to a long and impassioned discussion between myself, Oral, and Brian. And it was, we have those moments too where you go from making dick jokes with friends to having to kind of talk about trans rights and being a gay black man and, you know, cause I am the gay black man in this room. No?
Oh, okay.
Right. We're all minorities. We all come from some kind of, you know, bitter place. Yeah. So
that's what binds us all together.
That, yeah, we've all been oppressed, yeah, in some kind of way. Let's just join hands and steal something.
Smash out a window or two.
Yeah.
And the love of penis.
And then do a Kickstarter to rebuild bigger and stronger.
No, no, it's a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Oh, can we make a GoFundMe to start looting?
GoFundMe my life of crime.
Can you GoFundMe to buy a plane ticket to another city so I can go rob a store?
I was just going to say that.
So who do you think, and this is to the both of you, who do you think embodies like your favorite iteration of drag, whether it's like comedy or pageantry or like kind of like burly Burger Queen-esque?
Burly?
You know,
I think it's safe to say that neither of us like the pageanty thing, right?
Well, for me, I can just tell you now, Sharon Needles is my favorite, but I also love Squeaky Blonde and Peaches Christ.
I love
Peaches Christ. The Boulay Brothers. I'm trying to think of who else I like. Lady Bunny, you know, who cannot love Lady Bunny?
Yeah.
So mine's more like more subversive, like heading towards like John Waters, Elvira, not afraid to use the word tranny kind of people, I guess. And like Squeaky Blonde's kind of like gore drag. Like if you ever look, I don't know, do you know who Squeaky Blonde is?
No, I don't.
Okay, definitely look her up. She, I don't know, she, it's more of drag performance art,
mm-hmm,
than actual drag performance, I think. It has that little like different, like not, it's not for everybody. And then the Boulay Brothers, I just discovered them recently on Facebook. They do a lot of like, I can only compare to Sharon Needles because that's the most known. That sort of edge, the more high fashion kind of stuff.
Okay.
You mentioned pageant. Definitely not pageant. Maybe the opposite of that.
What's the opposite of pageant?
Well.
Hot topic.
Hot Topic. If you are buying your drag from Hot Topic, they are there.
Right, and you're not pageant.
No, I like Sharon too. I like the like Lady Bunny and stuff too. Like anybody who's totally politically incorrect and comes from a raunchy place, like I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
For me, it's like the comedy and the sense of humor, the personality, like above all, mostly. You know, you gotta look pretty good too. But I really like Raja, like the fashion-y queens too.
Yeah, I think for fashion purposes, Raja's always been my favorite.
Like, I don't need you to put out a single, but I sure will look at you in pictures.
And she started painting like a girl. She
can draw and stuff really well. I really enjoy her, but I like that too.
She
was great on the cruise.
Her performances, I am not a fan of her performances. She is an S&M performer. Stand and model.
Well, when I saw her, one of the times I did on a cruise, she did this like Shiva kind of thing. Have you seen her do that online or anything? She's like painted all blue.
Yes.
And
I've seen
you
it.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Where she like has the different, like she has like six arms. And then she sang a David Bowie song, and then she sang her Zuby 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 song. It was great.
Well, that's good, because she hasn't done any of that here in Orlando. She was one of my favorite queens to photograph, because she stands in places. So
it's all her angles.
It's very easy to get photographs. Nina Flowers, on the other hand, love her performances. Love Nina. Hardest fucking person to photograph, because that bitch is working it out all over the stage the entire time.
People love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she actually is on contract to the Parliament House. So she does not perform anywhere else in Florida. So she gets down here a couple times a year. But every time she's here...
Is there anywhere else in Florida to perform?
Is there?
No. Yes, but no.
the swamp.
I've been to Pulse or whatever.
I was going to say there was one episode where you talked about going to Pulse, and my boyfriend Brian happened to walk in the room because I have these giant speakers under my desk, and I was listening to the podcast through the speaker so he could hear it. And he's like, did they just mention Pulse? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Pulse is the one that's like, it's really kind of, I'm just going to use the word ghetto because I don't know what else to call it. It's kind of, that's the right one, right? It's like kind of woodish inside. I'm sure it's the one.
Okay. Yeah.
Real wood.
Paneling.
Did it give you, I'm in a very like chic New York bar circa 1998, because if so, then yes, that is Pulse. It's where Tyra came out of.
It's where Roxy came out of.
Pulse skews really young, so like in my youth, I would dance there all day, every day, having a blast. And then around 25, my life crystal shifted from green to orange. And that's when I realized I don't need to come here anymore, because I can't be 29 still hanging out at college night at Pulse. I can't do it. Instead of wristbands, they give you an IV.
Do they get drag performances there? Do they have drag performances there?
They do.
I'm trying to think. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong club. I just know that it was like pretty like.
Was it a big club?
Yeah, it was big. They had like a main bar, and they had another room with another bar.
It was like a dive bar. They did an episode of was it Flipping Out or something on Bravo where they redid a gay bar in Florida?
Huh.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean,
I might have just solved it. It wasn't. I think it was Revolution.
What? Oh. Were you surrounded by lesbians?
I think so.
Yeah. Then you were at Revolution.
You were at Revolution.
I looked it up and I'm like, oh, wait, this bar here looks like the outside. So I think it was Revolution.
Yeah, it's a very plain white stucco outside.
Right, right. Yeah. So I take it back. I said I was incorrect. I'm fact checking myself now. I guess Liz was being lazy. Yeah, it was Revolution.
It's six and one half dozen really with a lot of these clubs. Revolution as Revolution closed and it's reopened as what that bar started out as Southern Nights. So
which was my first gay bar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. All those years ago.
Don't let Oral fool you. He makes it sound like he's, you know, 45 and ready for a midlife crisis. The bitch is still in his 20s.
Barely. I'm about to turn 30 and I've decided to go on a cruise. That way I can have all the alcohol I want.
What cruise are you going to?
It's a cruise through the Caribbean. I'm supposed to be getting in touch with my heritage. Really what it is I've never been to the Caribbean. And I wanted to go, so we're going to Antigua, and it sails out of Puerto Rico, and we're going to Grenada, and it'll be fun, but really, I might just pitch myself overboard, because at 30, what else is there?
Is this the Drag Stars at Sea cruise?
No.
The Caribbean Drag Star cruise?
Did you say what is there after 30?
Season 8 and All Stars.
Season 8's filmed. We got to shoot for Season 9.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Season 9.
Wait, Oral, are you a drag queen?
I'm just kidding.
I am not. So,
yes. Yes.
So what it is I'm a lazy fuck, and during every episode of Drag is the New Spandex, we're usually interviewing drag queens, and I ask them in a circuitous roundabout way what advice they should give me. And I want to do drag, but I don't want to go through all of the hardship of learning how to sew and putting your looks together and looking bad at first and then getting better at it. I don't have the self-esteem for that. I can't Jason, let...
he needs one of those full body doll suits we were talking about. Those full body where you don't have to shave or put your makeup on.
Yes!
Those doll suits.
I would totally be about that.
Dragskins. You know, slide
right in. Dragskins.com.
Jason and I are all this. We got the plug. That's dragskins.com.
Ding. Ding.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. We're still waiting for our free sets of tits from Boobs for Queens. I want the black ones.
If you ever get them, I need those pictures.
So I'll send you the Vine.
All right.
I always say that if it happens, it'll happen soon. And I come up with these elaborate ideas for me. Like last year for Halloween, I was supposed to be,
don't say Beyonce.
No, I was not going to say Beyonce.
Okay. I will hang up right now if you say Beyonce.
I know, I'm so ready.
BuzzFeed did this article about, the Sailor Scouts from Sailor Moon as carefree black girls. And I was going to be Sailor Moon.
And that sounds cute.
Yeah, and then, you know, August turned into September, and I still hadn't bought the boots, and
then Taye Diggs did Hedwig, and you're like, wait.
Oh, that was like Sailor Moon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Beat you to the punch.
No, if I was going to be anybody, music-wise, I'd probably want to be either Patti LaBelle or Anita Baker.
Are you a big girl?
I'm immediately, moderately. I got some meat on me.
You got a little meat. Okay.
She's no Latrice, all right?
I'm not. No, no.
Speaking of the Boobs for Queens, do you remember that challenge? The wet t-shirt challenge, and they all put a set of those on?
Yes.
I love that challenge.
And there was not a set big. Latrice's actual tits were bigger than the fake ones. And so it did not look right, and they were flying off during the wet t-shirt contest. That was so funny.
Yeah.
Every time I see Latrice, if you notice from the episode last night, they cut to her putting her makeup on, and it's always the most orangest, brightest, yellowest makeup. I'm like,
look how orange you look right now, bitch.
I'm like, how does she do it? How does she when she gets done, she doesn't look like a Cheeto head?
It took me a long time to kind of reconcile that, because I didn't realize, because I've done drag now 4 times. Mm-hmm.
Really? I haven't seen those pictures.
Oh, I'll send you the pictures. Actually, I actually like the pictures of me. Yeah, I'll send you the ones I like.
You look so okay. Pretty.
It depends on who does my makeup and what color wig I wear. I either look very white.
Well, you don't do it yourself, so you're like those Puerto Rican girls that come on the show, and they're like, in Puerto Rico, they do our dress for us, they do our makeup, and they just push us on the stage.
That's exactly what happens.
And that's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I want.
We have in a wheelchair, like the Terry Schiavo of drag.
if you could give me a feeding tube, I'd be okay with that.
Kinky.
I'm the bear of the group, so Lord, trust me.
The bears always bringing it back to food. You guys are always bringing it back to food.
Listen. You know, I learned something about Pearl. I don't know if Trixie mentioned this because they're so good friends, but Pearl supposedly, she really worked on her makeup and her look and everything like for months and months and months before she went out for the first time so she would not be a booger queen.
That makes sense.
I can just believe that. Yeah.
That would actually be, that would be the way to do it, because then
yeah,
you can kind of get the feel for all of that. But yeah, but blending, that's the whole orange thing, they have to, for black queens, they have to go with the orange, because when everything gets blended, it's the closest color that comes down to be able to highlight their skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really? So crazy that it's like, yeah, like Latrice and then Coco. Latrice, I would never really notice how much orange. Coco. Looked like she just put a fucking orange face mask on and then somehow managed to make it work.
I think the episode last night was the one she was sitting at the table doing her makeup. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, she looks like a monster.
It's crazy to see the stages of drag, like, makeup being applied and seeing the different, like, the different pieces of it that all eventually get blended together to make a look and make it not look like you've got 14 different, you know, makeup applications going on. But it's not fun.
Yeah, as a black girl, rule number one, whether you're a biological woman or a woman for dollars, you have to be mad at it. You have to be matted.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of that blending comes in. You want to look as matted as possible, because if you use other products, all of that oil is just gonna kind of like coalesce and you'll look like mask with Cher, and it's just, it's a mess.
You want to avoid the ashy, right? You want to avoid the ashy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lotion up.
Girl, lotion up.
I've got cocoa butter in my car. You never know. You never know. I am
so surprised. Wait, is it straight up cocoa butter, or is it like half cocoa butter and half oil?
See, what it is. Okay, so let's go into some of the regimen that I do. So I use cocoa butter after I've showered and I'm about to start my day. For the reapply, I use Vaseline intensive care. They have this like shea cocoa butter mix. I don't use the spray, because the spray, I feel like I'm just coating myself in Pam. The guy that I'm seeing, he uses the spray, but he's Lily White of the Valley. So, but cocoa butter, it's a dream.
What's the kind that comes in the white container? What do you call it? Planters? No, what's it? It's like white with brown label.
Yeah, no, it's Planters. Yeah, like that's the one you use.
Okay.
I remember in high school, like, you would ask for, does anybody have some lotion? And like the black girl in our group would pull out the biggest fucking lotion bottle you've ever seen out of her purse and be like, I got some. It's mixed with oil.
Yeah. Yeah, I want some that will soak. And
I'm like, I'm not frying a turkey. I just want to hit my elbow.
It's you put it on and it slowly absorbs. So as you go through the day, you don't dry out. It's very
important. You need to do a PSA.
Don't the more you know.
The more you know.
So, all right. We don't want to keep you all night, I'm sure. You guys have brilliant plans for your Saturday evening.
Oh, shit, it's Saturday. Yeah, what the fuck am I doing here?
We're very busy.
So we obviously, part of the reason we did this is we enjoy you guys and we
very
love,
much so.
We love the fact that there are more drag centric and dragtastic and not within a, you know, 200 mile radius of where we originate from, podcasts.
Then we have to cut you.
Well, it's been really fun cross pollinating with you
guys.
Yeah,
we love your podcast too. I love it. I'm still catching up. I want to hear them all.
Oh, trust me. There's a lot of episodes and a lot of just random bullshit in there. So pick and choose. The one thing that we like to do as much as possible is kind of give you a feel for what the episode is about in the title. So you'll know where like the drag stuff is. You'll know where the microsodes, like what the topics are about. Like Jason, you mentioned the Final Fantasy one. In our conversations. So yeah. If you're a Final Fantasy fan, great. You listen to that one. If you're not, then you skip it. You know, it's one of those good things that we try to get a little something for everybody. But so we're trying to expose you to a new audience, and hopefully our drag listeners will love you as much as we do. But if you were to, what would you want to tell new listeners that maybe want to check out your podcast? Like, what's something that they could expect or maybe wouldn't think to get from a podcast called Drag Dungeon?
Well, I would say, you definitely would get some homework. Like we definitely try to bring different, you know, because the stuff that we like may not be mainstream. Like, you know, I talked about Celebrity Big Brother UK. Like, people don't just think about watching that, but we know it's good. So you listen to us, you're going to get some new, you're exposed to some entertainment you may not normally get exposed to.
And even if we recap or talk about a show that you may not be watching, we're going to have fun with it in a way that you're still going to enjoy the conversation.
Right. So that's one of probably about the biggest thing. Plus with the whole, you know, I said before we do kind of some trans issues, somehow, you know, get kind of serious. We're going to try to have some guests in the future, which we have on Monday as well, bring some more insight to things that people might not see. Like you just watch a show, people watch a show one time and you might miss some, you know, humorous things or some ridiculous things, or, you know, you might have missed it. And we tend to not miss those things. So.
No, and that's awesome. I mean, like we enjoy hearing those types of things. Although I will tell you that I'm guilty of yelling at my computer screen while listening.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. And actually, Brian has done the same thing when he's been around when I've listened, because and not in a bad way. And I want to make sure that's clear. Not like we're sitting there going, "God, you suck." it's more
well.
Like. It's more of, well, hey, you know, listen, I told you, John, I tried Facebook stalking you. I don't know these things. You were not there. I cannot find these things out. There'll be points where you guys will be talking about something, and we're guilty of it too when we do our recordings. But you'll want to talk about something, or you'll have something on the tip of your tongue and you won't remember.
Oh God. Yeah. I hate that.
We referenced this before we started recording, but the White Party for season 6 that you were here for, Jason, and one of the last episodes that I listened to, you were talking about, or actually I just started the one where you are talking about Bianca's show, and John had asked about if she lip syncs at all.
And she did during the White Party.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with my computer in front of me, and you're like, I can't remember what she lip synced to, and I'm like, Sissy That Walk. She did Sissy That Walk.
That's what she did.
Oh, yes. 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 Because she had her silver sparkly outfit with the big like silver thing in her hair, and she did Sissy That Walk.
Oh, because that's the music video they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So she came out and I remember her doing her like floppy arm, like fly, 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 fly. Yeah, and then she pretended to do her death drop at the end. It was great. If you Google it, somebody put up at least part of the video. I think the death drop part of the video. But yeah, so it's fun kind of sitting there going, it's like you guys are in the room with me, except you can't answer. And I, you know, it's just, it's funny to do those types of things.
Well, in my defense, it's been a minute since that white party.
Oh, trust me. And again, that's why I say, that's why I make sure to preface it by saying that it's not in a bad way, but it's just one of those things where I have to remind myself, dumbass, they're not sitting here with you.
Listen, I do it to us as well. I'll listen back to our podcast and I'll hear something that I say and I'm like, couldn't remember like that, and I'll yell at it too. I do the same thing. And myself. I'm like fact checking myself as well.
Nice.
So I totally do that.
Jason, John, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You guys have been a delight.
Likewise. Yeah, great time. I'm glad we decided to do this. Great idea.
And can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Yes, go ahead, John. You're good at it.
You can find us at Drag Dungeon on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Periscope.
And Stitcher. We're on Stitcher as well.
Stitcher Radio if you have Android.
Which I do. Or Apple.
Which you do. We got you covered.
Yay! Wait, can't you also be found on the Christian Mingle?
Oh, farmersonly.com.
Christian Mingle. Ashley Madison, our account is in limbo right now, but we might be back there.
What about clownbuddies.com? No?
Clown Buddies? What's that?
It's for people who are seeking the company of clowns.
Really? I know about clown sex, but I didn't
signing up as we speak.
I guess there's something for everything and for everybody.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you guys so much. And one last thing, your new episodes can be found, and if obviously we want our listeners to go over and check you out and subscribe, so your new episodes will download without them even having to think about it. But new episodes come out when during the week?
Well, usually we do like 3 times a week, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but you know, we'd like to do as much as we can.
All right. Well, subscribing is the best way then to keep up with all the latest Dungeony Drag thingamabobs.
Thingamabobs?
All the tea.
What are you? The Carousel of Progress? Scene 2?
Yes.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, of course. Thank you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it. Now, if you never hear from me again, their dog killed me and avenged
kindness
me.
Kindness and love.
And teeth. And the aorta.
Well, then you can just cross off dog food off the grocery list.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Flame On, a podcast made possible by Powder Milk Biscuits, the ones in the blue box, A Comic Shop, and the generous support of Tops and Bottoms like you. If you want to be one of our sugar daddies, you can help out by telling a cute single friend about us, reviewing us on iTunes, or putting some dollars down our digital G-string in our monthly support drive. For more ridiculously entertaining and socially enlightening episodes of Flame On, as well as other fine programs, head on over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to Flame On and all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes. And be sure to find us on Twitter at Flame On Podcast or Facebook on our Flame On fan page. And make sure to check out flameonshow.com for more nerdy queer in your ear.
They said, what was something you'd like your listeners to know about your podcast? And Jason said, I like to be fucked by men. And then it cut out.